I was also curious to read in the Financial Review that I think Tom Albanese, our CEO, was at the Chinese Leadership Dialogue and had prepared a written text of a speech to be delivered to the Chinese leadership, which was really going to give it to them, where Tom was going to tell them in that sort of brash American way how they should run down their foreign reserves and manage the currency more effectively and these sorts of things. And then he actually decided when in the room not to deliver that speech and actually delivered a speech that was somewhat more delicate and diplomatic. Can we actually hear what happened there? Because I was a bit disturbed to read in the press that we seem to be going in boots and all with the Chinese when we clearly need to be showing a lot of finesse in the way we manage this vital relationship.
The Beijing meeting.
Thank you. Yes, maybe if I could just provide a little bit of a backdrop. Once a year, this is the ninth year running...
A short backdrop.
The China Development Forum meets as a group of international companies of all types around the world. Rio Tinto was one of the founding companies of that, only a few that had been involved. 9 years ago, before China was so fashionable, we began to take a serious look and develop these types of relationships on engaging in economic dialogue, understanding growth patterns with policymakers within China. And again, the fact that we've been involved with that for 9 years shows that this is something that's been very much a part of our strategic thinking and our predecessors' strategic thinking. As usual with a forum like this, they're interactive. Questions come through during the course of a couple days, and we're always asked to provide some written script up front. During the course of the 3 days, I was really encouraged by some of the questions I was getting. I mean, one question, for example, would have been, you know, with all of this growth we expect of China, do you see enough copper in the world, period, to meet this? Now, as a miner, we like to hear that kind of question because that really shows, what we can supply that there is a demand for. So I certainly saw the value in scripting that type of question and presenting a reply to that type of question in my comments, which is what I did. And again, I think it's important to recognize that the key message I wanted to get when I was in China with this China Development Forum was the fact that Chinese companies will be investing overseas one way or the other, with Rio Tinto or not, and that we can create competitive advantage for Rio Tinto shareholders by creating a joint venture type structure which can bring in, say, senior SOEs, state-owned enterprise within China, but under Rio Tinto conditions around sustainable development, environmental principles, worker safety. And this can create a win-win situation that I think is good for Rio Tinto and certainly good for Rio Tinto shareholders.
Thanks, Chairman. Through Sir Richard.